Amen. Amen. Good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. I tell you, even on Saturday nights, good to be in church. Some of you sitting here, if the Lord hadn't saved you, there ain't no way you'd be in church on Saturday night. Amen. I'm glad when the Lord saves you, puts a desire in you to want to go to church. I get nervous that crowd claims they saved, don't ever want to go to church. Amen. There's something about me in church now, like two magnets pulling together. Now, I'm glad the Lord put that in us. Amen. Now, I bless His name. Look in your Bibles, the book of 2 Chronicles tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, while you find your place, let me say thank you. Here to Rhonda Baptist Tabernacle, thank you for the room and the meals. I appreciate everything you've done, the privilege to be back here again this year in the Winter Jubilee. And I appreciate what the Lord did in our hearts this morning. Amen. All them messages helped me. I appreciate preaching. I like preaching and I like hearing preaching. Amen. And I appreciate the Word of God, and I'm thankful for all the Lord's done for us. I appreciate the soup today at lunch. I like that. Amen. And then this preacher said he fed me a big steak this evening. And I told him I'm going to try to preach after he got me all full. Amen. And so I appreciate the hospitality I always receive here at Rhonda. And I do appreciate that very much. And it's good to have Pastor Maple Springs here, Miss Kim, tonight. Amen. And I like picking on her and Brother Curtis. They're good friends of ours. I love them. I appreciate those that we get to labor in the work of God with. Amen. Now, I'm glad. I'm glad we can have fun. Listen, if you won't be sad and sour, you're in the wrong family.
Right.
Amen. Getting saved ought to make you happy.
Amen.
Give you some joy down in your heart. Amen. And I'm thankful the day the Lord reached down and saved my soul. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 10. You're able and willing to stand tonight. I'm going to read this one verse tonight, and then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. And I'll be honest, my introduction will take longer to preach than the actual message, but this is what God stirred my heart in the motel room a little while ago. And I want to be obedient to preach that tonight. The Lord's given us, and I'm glad for the Word of God, aren't you? I know sometime if we ain't careful, we'll talk about how hard we're having it and this, that, and the other, but it'd be a lot rougher if we didn't have the Word of God. Amen. God has given us exactly what we need to live in victory. He gave us the Holy Ghost to live on the inside. Gave us the Word of God to guide us. And I'm telling you, friend, we can make it all the way to heaven with victory in our heart because of the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Amen. Now, I bless His name for it tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 10. The Bible said, on the 23rd day of the 7th month, He sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, His people. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I'm so grateful for the day that you reached down the muck in my sin and lifted me out, washed me in your blood, wrote my name in your book, and I thank you and I praise you for it tonight. Oh, Father, I pray now for a little while. You touch these lips of clay. Help me to say everything that I need to. Help me to say nothing that I should not say. I pray you give me unction of the Holy Ghost. I convict and save sinners. I stir you people, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I've read to you a verse here tonight at the closing of the dedication service of the temple of that Solomon meal. Now you know in studying your Bible that back in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 that it was in the heart of Solomon's father, King David, had to build a temple, a permanent abode for that Ark of the Covenant, representing the presence of God. It was in David's heart, but God told David, no. Amen. He just said, you've been a man of war. You're a bloody man. I'll not let you. I'll build that temple. Now, I want to say this about David. He didn't get mad when God told him no. I've seen some folk that told me they're saved. God told them no, and they got upset. David didn't get mad. But God said, I tell you what, David, I'll let your son Solomon build that temple. And David began to set aside material for Solomon to use in building that great temple. And we know after David died and Solomon became a king, got on the throne, we find out in chapter number 3 and verse 1 that Solomon began to build this temple. He hired some men that oversaw the work. And by the way, it's a smart thing to get somebody involved that knows what they're doing when you're building. Amen. I'll tell you this, if I build something, don't you live in it. Amen. You don't want me trying to build you. I wouldn't even let your dog live in something I built. Amen. I don't know nothing about building. Don't know nothing about cars. I went to the church, bought me a new car the other week to have, and I was out looking at it with my assistant pastor, and we went around, looked at everything, looked at all the gadgets. I got in it, drove it down the road, drove it as hard as I could. I got back, looked at the truck, and we done had this thing about 2 days and come back to the office, and Brother Tim said, you looked at the motor yet? And I said, nope. I just know it's got one. Amen. Don't know anything about all that stuff. But I say this tonight. It'd do well to get somebody to help you know what they're doing. And Solomon did. And they began to build that temple. And what a beautiful temple it was. All the work, all the gold and silver and bronze that's involved in this temple was a sight to behold. And when we get to chapter 5 of 2 Chronicles, we find that the work's done. And Solomon calls in Israel for a dedication service to dedicate the house of God. I don't say this and hear me well. I'm glad God's given us churches and they are set aside to worship the Lord in. Amen. Amen. This ain't a 3-ring circus. This is a house of God. Amen. Where in a day they want all kinds of stuff at church and what we're supposed to be here for. Amen. We find it says Solomon called the people together to this dedication service. We find that in his service there's 4 things, and I'll list them real quickly and get to my message in a moment that went on in this service. Can I say, first of all, in 2 Chronicles 5 and verse 12 through 14, that they had praise and worship. Amen. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? They gathered the Levi singers together and they're robed in white apparel and they began to sing and the musician began to play on the psaltery and the harp and the trumpet and they began to blend their voices with the music. And the Bible said there's as one. Amen. Hey, it's good, friend, when you get a good choir singing. It just does something to the atmosphere. As they began to sing, what they sang, preacher? Well, the Bible said they sung this, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Hey, you'll never go wrong singing about the goodness of God. Hey, He is a good God. He can't be nothing but good. Matter of fact, you take God, G-O-D, out of good, you ain't got nothing left. Amen. Somebody said they're a good fellow. Well, on your account they might be. But the Bible said there's none good, no, not one. Any goodness in you, any goodness in me, that's because God lives on the inside. Amen. And they began to sing and began to worship it. And the glory fell. Hey, I tell you, I like real praise and worship. Now what this new day is calling praise and worship, I don't want nothing to do with. Amen. All this choreographed dancing and hey, you know what I'm talking about. Light shows and smoke machines and hey, there's a church near us down there in Spartanburg that they'll hand you a set of earplugs as you walk in. They say you're going to need them and they're right. It ain't nothing but a rock concert. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you something. I'm talking about real Bible praise and worship. It'll magnify the Lord. Hey, it'll stir the hearts of the people of God. Hey, I like praise and worship. Amen. Hey, you're not going to get too wild for me. Amen. I was born in the fire. I'm not a Johnny come lately. Amen. I've been around the real thing my whole life. Where the power of God fall and they'd sing and shout. I've seen them get up and run. I get up and walk with Jesus in the aisle. Amen. I'm saying tonight, that's what's needed in all of our service. That's some praise and worship.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I've heard some fellas get up preaching. They sounding spiritual. They say, I'll just sing one song and let me have it. I don't go with that. Sing a while and get your mind on why we're here.
Amen.
Because most of us just kind of run in at the last second.
Yeah,
our mind's still erasing. We're still trying to leave work. We're still trying to leave what was done when we got to church. And man, that singing will help get your attention and get your affections. I said on the Lord, hey, praise and worship is a good thing tonight. Oh, they had praise and worship. And then I found out, on down in this chapter, in chapter 5 of 2 Chronicles, they had a proclamation in verse 12, or verse chapter 6, verse 1 through 11. In other words, had some preaching. Amen. Solomon got up and gave a message. I like the way he started his message, too. He said there in chapter 6 and verse 1, he said, the Lord has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I know that crowd on television will tell you, you get saved and just all sunshine and roses. Oh yeah, thank God for the sunshine, thank God for the roses. But there's also some storms. There's also some dark places that come in our life. Oh, but I've got good news. When it gets dark in your life, God said He'd dwell in that thick darkness. Oh, bless His name. I'm glad the darkness don't run God off. I'm telling you, friend, tonight, hey, He promised you and He promised me He'll dwell in the thick darkness. You ever thought about this? It's just a little extra, won't cost you nothing. Just listen to this. There's some things about the dark that's really good. You say, preacher, what's good about the dark? There are some things, preachers, that we can only see in the dark. You don't see all them stars and all. The moon is good when the sun's shining. But when it gets good and dark, they shine real brightly. There's some things God will show you in the dark. Amen. And then let me say this. There's some things that the dark hides. You ever notice when you're out in the dark, you ain't trying to run wide open? Unless you're about half crazy. Amen. You walk a little slower and a little more careful. You notice you ain't as distracted. You ain't looking at everything else and what everybody. You're just trying not to fall. You're just trying to just walk straight. You're just trying to get through there. Is that right?
Right.
Well, friend, that dark ain't all bad.
Definitely.
Amen. But Solomon said, God will dwell in the thick darkness.
Yes, he will.
Oh, hey, when he gets done with this message, they have a time of prayer. Amen. Not only praise and worship, not only proclamation, they have prayer in verse 12. Down through verse 42, Solomon kneels down, throws his hands toward heaven, and begins to pray out to the God of heaven.
Amen.
Oh, friend, that prayer started out with some praise. Amen. Here's what Solomon said in verse 14. He said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee. Amen. Hey, if you got something as good as or better than God, pull it out and let us look at it. But I know you don't. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, there ain't nobody else like our God.
Amen.
Hey, Allah ain't like my God, and Buddha ain't like my God. Amen. Hey, God is in a class all by Himself. Hey, when it was just God, there wasn't no angels, there wasn't no creation. There's just God. And He stepped out on nothing and said, let there be, and there was. Ain't nobody else done that. Amen. Oh, you say, oh, preacher, I believe it just took some evolution. Yeah, I'll sell you some good beachfront pottery up in Boone after service. You'll hang around. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, this thing couldn't have just happened.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, you just look at a tree. You just look at a tree. And you can't help but realize there's a God. Amen. How in the world could a tree come into being that knows when to have leaves and then to let them turn off colors and fall off and then lay dormant for months and then do it all over again? Amen. Oh, friend, tonight he began to praise God in his prayer. He also began to ask for blessing. Hey, he got saying, Lord, look this way. Amen. That's what I was doing earlier this afternoon. I don't know about y'all, and I believe some of you were saying, Lord, we need you tonight. Amen. Hey, I want you everybody to look up here. I have never gone to church wanting it to be dead. Amen. I didn't go just to see how dead it could get. I come to see what all God would do.
Amen.
And I was just saying, Lord, look this way. Lord, come this way with us. We need you tonight. Oh, friend, he goes on, begins to pray. This prayer becomes an intercessory prayer. He talks about if Israel sins, if they'd look back toward that temple, if they'd repent, God have mercy on them. Solomon interceded for them. Hey, that's what some of us been doing for some sinners, ain't it? Amen. Hey, he began to pray for strangers too. And then he closed his prayer. So we see that praise and worship and a proclamation and prayer. But in chapter 7, we see there's the power of God too. For the Bible said, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord. Because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, worship and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Boy, the power of God came by. I don't know about you. I believe these other preachers would agree with me. I'd rather dig a ditch with a spoon than try to preach out the power of God.
Amen.
I've had those sermons. You get all this so-so. You know what I'm talking about, fellas. Man, you've studied. You've got it all just like you think it ought to be. And man, you get up and preach, and it's like the dew fell off of it. And you go look at that outline, you can't even make sense out of it while you're trying to preach. But then I've also just barely got a little old thought and a verse on my heart walking out the door, and maybe 3 points on my mind, and get up and open that Bible. Next thing you know, the power of God fall. And, oh, what if that power makes a difference.
Amen.
Hey, it don't matter if you're singing, don't matter if you're praying, don't matter if you're witnessing or preaching. That power of God's what makes a difference. Hey, we must have Him show up and show out. Oh, friend, tonight, there ain't nothing like being in that power. Amen. One old timer said like this, he said, I like that raw power. Amen. He said, get beyond that 110. You go beyond 220. Amen. Just go to the main source and hook up.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, all that stuff makes me nervous. I'll tell you, don't make me nervous when it's going on. I get nervous when it's not. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm telling us tonight that services, they gathered together. They began to praise and worship and had preaching, had a prayer, and had the power of God. That brings me to my verse. Look at it again. Here's what he said again there in verse 10 of chapter 7. He said, on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart. I got thinking on this. They went home different than the way they came. Amen. How to preach tonight, God help me just a moment or two more on how will you return home. Amen. Fellas, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm tired of these services. Don't change nobody. Amen. Hey, I've done told you I like shouting. But I've been places they shout a whole lot and they wasn't no different when they left.
Yeah. Right.
Ain't something wrong with that picture. Amen. Hey, when you leave church, you ought to be different than the way you came. Some they come in that service, they didn't know what all was going to happen. Amen. Boy, that power of God began to make manifest. Man, they left it and said, they was glad and merry in heart. I can imagine. I can imagine them kids going home following mom and daddy. Say, I ain't never seen daddy act like that. Amen. I can see the wife look at her husband, tears are dripping off her. I said, I ain't never felt nothing quite like that. Amen. They went home different than the way they came. I promise you this from the depth of my heart. Every time I go to church, I come to get changed and go home different. Amen. I don't want to leave like I came. Amen. You know what's sad in our day? We're just getting used to going home like we came. For a lot of folk, it don't even bother them no more. A preacher was shot. It don't even bother them that they're going home like they came. I tell you, I want to be different. I want God to do a life changing work in me. You say, preacher, ain't you saved? I sure am. But He's still working on me. Amen. I'm as saved as I'm ever going to get. I'm telling you, He needs to get more of me. Amen. He's a working on me and He's a working on you. Amen. Hey, I want to leave different than the way I came. Man, He sent them home to the tent. The dismissal. Amen. It ain't got worded there. If it had been a Baptist church, He'd say, all hearts and minds clear. Amen. And they'd say, all right, brother so-and-so dismisses in prayer. And they'd went out the door. But when they left out, they said, Lord, what a meeting. Amen. They didn't go out there saying, did you hear everything Solomon said? They said, oh, what God we serve. Oh, they went home glad and merry in heart. Amen. Hey, don't you want to go home different? Hey, aren't you? Hey, didn't you come in this Jubilee looking for God to help you? That when it's over with, you'd be different than before it started. Amen. Hey, I'm going to give you two things I'm done. I mean, my introduction on what I'm going to preach. Number one, you that's sinners, you that's lost tonight, how you going home? Amen. You come in here lost. You come in separated from God. You come here condemned. Amen. Oh yeah, I know on this day they say, all you preach, all y'all want to do is preach condemnation. I'm not condemning nobody. Preacher Josh, I ain't never condemned nobody. Well, preacher, that preacher, oh, see, that ain't me. That's that book. And you see, it's Jesus that sat there and he's talking to Nicodemus that night. He gave him that great verse in verse 16 and thank God for it. That God so loved the world, hallelujah for it. But that chapter don't end there. It even goes to 18 and a little further. But in verse 18 he said, them that believe not, they are what? Condemned already. Amen. Sinner, you came to church tonight under the condemnation of God. You came under the load of guilt. You came, my friend, on the broad way headed to an eternal burning hell. But good news, you don't have to leave like you came. Amen. You can come to an old-fashioned altar, repent of your sin, get saved, get your sin forgiven. I get washed in the blood, get your name in God's book, and leave out on the straight and narrow way. Amen. I'm glad I left different that night and I was lost. Amen. See, I want to help you something. I was a 10-year-old boy when I got saved. I had never got drunk. Had never used no dope. Amen. You say, why? Because my mama would have whooped me to death. My mama didn't know nothing about social services and she wasn't afraid of them. Amen. My mama never had this time out business. The only time out, Preacher Mickey, I ever saw my mama do was going from whooping my little brother to whooping me. That's the only time out she knew. Amen. And she didn't know no counting. One, two, three. No. She'd speak, say, straighten up. And if you didn't, she'd get real serious with you. And here's your, this is it, buddy. This is the line drawn in the sand. She'd say, David Scott Sheldon. And I know right then and there, buddy, it's either stop it or face judgment. Amen. And them times I wasn't too smart. Miss Kim just kept on going. She went and grabbed her hickory. Now, I don't say this. Mama didn't pick up no hickory and wait and just threaten. No. If she picked up that hickory, son, judgment was on the way. Amen. She didn't threaten. No. When the rod got picked up, she wasn't going to quit. She's done.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'd always repent while she's whooping me. You remember them days? You ever hickory danced? Amen. I've hickory danced more than one time, my mama. Amen. Oh, yeah. And I was repenting the whole time. I was hollering, I won't do it no more. I won't do it no more. I won't do it no more. And my mama hollered back at me, I know you won't. I know you won't. I know you won't. Amen. That's right. Hey, I wasn't in no kind of big mess because mama run a tight ship. But you know what? I was going to the same hell that everybody done any other sin had ever committed. Why were we going to hell? We was lost. You don't go to hell for what you do. You're going to hell for who you are. Amen. That's right. What you do is just a byproduct of who you are. Oh, yes. You see, you just let that old flesh go as a sinner. You'll get worse. Amen. Oh, my sinner, you ain't got to leave like that. Amen. When God saved me that night, He changed me. I was raised in church. We went every time doors. I don't care what they's done, we went. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't hate church, but I didn't love it neither. I just figured that's what we did. Amen. But instantly when I got saved, it was a Tuesday night. I got saved at home. What about that? That messed some preacher's theology up pretty bad too, wouldn't it? Amen. Got saved at the house. Why? Because that's where the Holy Ghost dealt with me.
Amen.
Amen. But instantly, I thought tomorrow night's prayer meeting. And I can't wait to go. Amen. You know, automatically too, inside of me, something said, you might want to stand up and tell them about it tomorrow night.
Amen.
Amen. I felt it in my heart. You ought to get up and tell them. Amen. Oh, yeah. A 10-year-old boy made a difference in it. Amen. And I tell you this, boy, if you found yourself in the depths, what we call the depths of sin, I guarantee you've been real thankful. Amen. He that's forgiven much. Ain't that what the Bible said? Love it much. Is that right, fellas?
Right.
I believe that's what the Bible said. Hey, I'm going to tell you something for him. I'm glad that he rescued me.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, sinner, you don't have to leave like you. Let me say number two, you're the saved second. You don't have to leave like you came either.
Right.
Some of you are as saved. I mean, you're saved. There ain't no doubt about it. But that fellowship with God you've always enjoyed. You let something in your life and it's broke. Amen. You ain't enjoyed that closeness. You let something in there. Amen. Nod your heads like this because that's saying, yes, preacher, you're right. Amen. When you let something in your life, that fellowship gets broke. That relationship never changes. Whew. I'm glad of that. Amen. I can never cease to be. Can you hear? I can never cease to be a child of the King.
That's
exactly
right.
Amen. That's right. But that fellowship, I can get interrupted.
You're right.
Every time my mama was whooping me, our fellowship was interrupted. She wasn't going to play. Aren't you pretty today? And she wasn't doing nothing but absolutely bringing judgment. Amen. You came in, you fellowship. You know what? You can get an altar tonight and get that fellowship fixed. You leave out of here with the joy bells are ringing, a shout welling up in your soul. Hey, you can leave out of here enjoying being in the family of God. Amen. Hey, some of you also that say you come in here burdened down like an old pack mule. I'm preaching right crowd. Most of y'all been, most of you like me, you old enough, you know what a Western is. These other kids, they don't have a clue. Amen. All them games, they ain't got no pack mule on them. We seen them Western, they always had them a pack mule. What's that pack mule doing? Bearing all the burdens. Amen. You know what? I think sometimes we kind of like being pack mules.
You're right.
Yes, sir, preacher.
That's good. Paul, preacher, I don't like being an old pack mule. What do you mean? Well, why do you keep carrying all your burdens by yourself for then?
Amen.
Because Peter said you could cast your care on him.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to try to help somebody right here tonight. You come in with a bag full of trouble. Amen. You've got that bag right over on your shoulder. You walked in here and you weighed down. You may even smile while you walked in, but inside you're about to die. You know, if we ain't real careful, somebody will mention something like I just did. We'll go to the altar, we'll take our bag of trouble, and we'll pull all of it out and lay it out on the altar. Say, Lord, you know, this is bothering me. We ain't got no money. And boy, our family's in trouble and this is going. And then when we get ready to say amen, we just scoop it all back up, put it back in that bag, throw it back on our shoulder, go home with it.
Amen.
You ought to try throwing the bag one time.
Amen.
Amen. Just take it all to Jesus and say, right on Him. Amen. And you can leave different than the way you came. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm glad we got church. I know there's a crowd out there saying, well, now preacher, I can live just as good at the house. Well, bless your heart. Because I'm having trouble with three times a week keeping me straight. Amen. I'm not acting like I've arrived at all. Because three times is barely keeping me right. Amen. Hey, I would hate to know what I'd be like if I wouldn't go to church. I'm just being real honest about that. I had one of my buddies come in one time. I got mine on TV this morning. God help you, that's where you got it from. Amen. I like getting right in here.
Amen.
Amen. I like being right in the house of God. God said, ain't it wonderful? We can come in here for a little while, Brother Mickey, and we can, if we choose, we can forget about everything out there for a little while and let God speak to us. Amen. Oh, yeah. I've gone, son, as low as a snail's belly to church. I sure have. I've kind of crawled in saying, dear Lord, I don't know if I can make it. And I've got into church and it wasn't very long. Son, they hit a note on the pen and it just rung different.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Next thing I know, they got the singing different than what they was the first song they did. And next thing I know, on the inside of me, something's a welling up. Amen. Oh, yes. I wouldn't have got that house. Amen. Oh, preacher, don't you know about work schedules and folks think? I know about all that. And God does too. But He also knows laziness.
Amen.
Amen. He knows when you decided, I'm just going to sit at the house. Amen. I want to tell you something. If a man can preach after having a kidney stone took care of, I don't think I'm going to whine about going to church about nothing. Amen. That's right. Oh, yeah. Hey, I've seen them come in on walkers. I mean, barely could get their foot up on a step, take them 15 minutes to get in church, and you know they didn't feel good. You know there's a hurting. You know everything hadn't been in their favor. And you see them, I don't know how you do. I'm just glad to be in church.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, friend, we can leave different than the way we came. How about you tonight? I'm not asking your neighbor how they're going home. I'm asking you, how will you return home tonight? I'm glad we can leave different than the way we came. Father, take the message now. Use it. for thy glory. I've tried my best. I had to preach what you told me. Lord, you've given me liberty to preach it tonight. And Lord, help us to hide it in our heart that we might not sin against thee. And all you do, we praise you for it as the musicians are coming to play us a verse of invitation.